This should be quick.
Okay, welcome to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, Subcommittee on General Government. Today is April the 5th, 2017, and we're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 5511, construction contractors. So before we get started,
make the motions.
Staff?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee.
Very good.
Senate Bill 5511 is the budget bill for the Construction Contractors Board. And since this is the first work session for the subcommittee, I'll just kind of do an overview of the general processes. The committee will vote a total of four times for each of these budgets. The first vote will be whether to accept the LFO recommendation for the work session presentation report. That's the budget for the agency, which is contained online on OLIS and LFO recommendations. From there, we'll move to the key performance measures for the agency and vote on those, and then move to vote on the amendment for the budget, which will adjust the appropriations or expenditure limitation depending upon whether the agency is general fund or other funds. And then the final subcommittee action, which will be to move the final LFO recommendation to the full committee. So just an overview on those. So the budget for Construction Contractors Board represents an 8.3% increase from the 15-17 legislatively approved budget and a 0% change from the 17-19 current service level. The budget accounts for reductions in fees for contractor licenses and continuing education. Two vacant positions have been eliminated for a total savings of $352,730, and one limited duration position, 1.0 FTE, has been added for a cost of $346,840. The projected ending fund balance for the agency is $5,189,980 in other funds, which is equivalent to 7.5 months of operating expenditures. And that information is contained online in your LFO recommendations. Package 101, the Technology Streamlining Initiative. This package is funds the full-time limited duration policy analyst position to assist the rollout of the online licensing system for contractors and other technology initiatives. The project is a joint effort with the Department of Consumer and Business Services that requires planning, data migration, testing, and training. The position will also oversee the work of existing ISS series staff with regard to data migration and testing. And then the last package within this budget is package 801, which makes the LFO analyst adjustments. And this does account for the new 25% contractor license fee reduction that the agency has adopted and will be effective at the beginning of the biennium. And then reduces two positions in 2.0 FTE that are currently vacant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the LFO recommendations to Senate Bill 5511.
We have Representative Gomberg have moved the LFO recommendation of 5511 to the full Ways and Means Committee. Are there any discussions? Okay, so we can do this with head nods, or we have to do a roll call vote?
It's up to you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, well, let's do head nods. Are there any objections? It is passed then. Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Okay, the next one is the key performance measures. There are no LFO recommended adjustments at this time, so the LFO recommendation for key performance measures stands as is.
Okay. Representative Gomberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Representative Gomberg has moved the key performance measures. Is that 5511? to the four Ways and Means. Any discussion? Discussion? Representative Fahey?
Thank you, Coach Irving. So the only thing that caught my eye on the key performance measures was number five, which is enforcement investigation, average days to close an enforcement investigation. The last reported result is 10 days, and the goal for each of the next 2 years is 60 days. That's a pretty big difference there between actual results and goal. And I note that in some of the previous years, so 10 days was 2016, 2015, I believe, was 56 days, and then 14 was 181, so we've come down pretty significantly. I just wondered if there was any commentary on the goal setting for that key performance measure. And being new, I'm not really sure who answers that question or...
We can have the agency director come up and answer that question. Also, if the committee would like to consider adjustments, that can be done as well.
Mr. Chair, I would very much appreciate hearing from the agency, and I think they're here.
Okay. And before you get started, please state your name for the record, please.
For the record, Jim Denno, administrator of the Construction Contractors Board. Senator Manning, Representative Fahey. When I came to the agency in 2014, we basically came in with a whole new management team. We found a whole lot of enforcement cases had been languishing in file drawers and whatnot, not being addressed. And so that big spike up to, I forget what the number is, but it's pretty high. Mm-hmm. That was kind of our cleanup year where we brought to resolution a whole bunch of old cases. Then the following year, we were still sort of wading through the tail end of that. One of the major initiatives that we've undertaken over the last 2 years is to completely rethink and redeploy our enforcement resources. So one of our goals was to reduce dramatically the time to resolution of enforcement cases. So why it's dropped clear down to 10 is because we've made a whole bunch of changes. What we would like to do is see in the ensuing year or two what a reasonable ongoing number ought to be. 10 seems a little bit too low to me, but I do think we have an opportunity to lower the goal from 60. What it ought to be is a little too early for me to say at this point. Does that help?
Thank you. It does. The history in the governor's budget shows the last 5 years, 32 days, 44 days, 181 days, 56, and then now 10. So it does seem like there was a, you know, I commend you for the work that you've done in bringing it down from 181 days for sure. What seems like a reasonable, like a goal that is both achievable and meaningful for the agency in the future years. I wonder, we're so far away from 60 now because you've done such good work. What's a goal that's actually meaningful that represents, you know, solid performance?
Mm-hmm. Chair Manning, Representative Fahey, what I would like to suggest is that in the next budget go around, we'll have a little more data to look at and have a reasonable goal to recommend. It's tough to do that at the moment.
Okay. Any other further discussion? So we have enough here to vote. Okay, so there's no further discussion. It was moved to move the LFO's recommendation key performance measures of SB 5511 to the full Ways and Means Committee. If there are no further discussions, have any objections? No objections? Moving right on.
Okay, Mr. Chair. LFO recommends a budget for Construction Contractors Board, a total of $16,321,751 in other funds, with 61 positions and 61.0 FTE, which is reflected in the -1 amendment.
And Representative Domberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the adoption of the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 5511.
Representative Gomberg have moved the -1 to Senate Bill 5511. Are there any discussion? No discussion? Are there any objections to the motion? If there are no objections, the motion's carried.
Okay, and this is the last one. LFO recommends that Senate Bill 5511 be amended by the Dash One Amendment and moved to the Ways and Means Full Committee.
Ms. Representative Gomberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bringing us home, I move Senate Bill 5511 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Representative Gomberg have moved that Senate Bill 5511 be moved to the full Ways and Means Committee with all of the Dash One amendments. Senator DeBoer.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5511 has a $15,365,522. Why is that different from the LFO recommended?
Are you referring to the original form of the bill?
Whatever I have, 5511. Is there an amended version that
yes.
takes it to the
there, yes.
16321?
There, the Senate Bill 5511-1 reads in line 6 of the printed bill, delete the $15 million and insert the LFO recommended
okay.
numbers.
One other question.
Yeah.
All of that income comes from fees and services, right? So there's
yes.
no general fund money used.
Right.
So, great, thank you.
Question, Senator?
I'm sorry to be popping in and out. I just want to add, apropos the exchange that Representative Fahey had with the director, in my recent memory, this agency was a disaster. And Mr. Deno has come, and there's a new sheriff in Dodge. The agency wasn't helping people. The folks it served was mad at it. Legislators, including me, were mad at it. Everybody was mad at it. And I just want to say on the record that under his leadership, the agency is turning the corner. It's collaborative. They're trying to help consumers who have been ripped off. They're trying to streamline the requirements of contractors that are their customers. And I really think they're doing a terrific job, and Mr. Deno needs to be complimented. This is a complicated area. There's not sometimes a lot he can do for consumers. They have an expectation. You just call up and he waves a wand and everything gets fixed. It doesn't work like that. So I'd like to acknowledge that I think he's doing a great job cleaning up a mess left by his predecessors.
Okay.
Thank
Any
you.
Other comments? Okay. There are no further comments. Are there... any opposition to moving this bill forward with Dash One as recommended to the full Ways and Means Committee? No objections? Move on. Michael, please let the, we need to make sure that the record knows that co-chair Smith is unavailable at this time.
Okay. Mr. Chairman? As I'm sure you know, when we pass these measures out like this, there's two further steps. One of them is that somebody from this committee needs to carry it to the Ways and Means Committee. There will be somebody on this committee who's a member of Ways and Means. And then we need carriers that go to both the Senate and the House once it goes through the Ways and Means process. So, and that can be carried by someone who's not a member of full Ways and Means. I'd be certainly be willing to carry this to full and also to the House.
Done.
Do you want it on the Senate side?
Done and done. So Representative Gomberg will be the carrier of the bill.
We need a Senate co-chair. I would defer to Senator
okay.
DeBoer.
Yeah, and we've had Senator DeBoer, who's been dying to carry a bill. So this
I made it through
bill.
To April.
Yeah.
And Mr. Chairman, the normal process when this happens is that that our good staff at LFO prepares an outline, a document that we refer to for reasons I've never been able to really discern, we call a pony, which is a one-page floor statement about the bill. They usually also come in and either sit at the member's desk or in the side aisle to be available if there are questions that really delve into the details of these bills. So I really appreciate their help and support as we move these bills forward.
We will make sure the LFO is there by your side to make sure that you're done. Question.
Thank you, Mr. Senator. Co-Chair. I only get one opportunity to talk to department heads, so I'm going to use this opportunity. What I see here is I'm a businessman, so I hire people to do the job and hold them accountable and give them latitude. I challenge them to take suggestions from employees on how to better efficiency, how to return money back to the general fund, in our case, profits. And I see that we, as a House and Senate, tend to micromanage and make all sorts of bills and rules, when indeed, when we hire great people to do a job they're capable of. So I'd like to take that message to challenge you to return as much as you can to the general fund, increase efficiency, and continue the good work that I've seen you've done. I'm impressed by both presentations you made. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion? No further discussion. We will close the work session on SB 5511, Contract Construction Contractors Board. And we will open up a work session on SB 5501, Advocacy Commission.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Senate Bill 5501 is the budget bill for the Advocacy Commission's office. This budget is predominantly funded by general fund, and so the committee is aware that the LFO recommendations before you today are within the overall budget framework that was introduced by the full committee co-chairs at the beginning of session. So the Senate Bill 5501 budget represents a 4.0% increase from the 15-17 legislatively approved budget and a negative 3.8% change from the 17-19 current service level. The first and only package contained in the budget, package 801 LFO analyst adjustments, makes adjustments to other fund revenues and the associated services and supplies expenditures and reduces other funds down to $9,481, which reflects the actual donations collected by the agency based on a three biennium average. Services and supplies have also been reduced by $17,000 to account for consolidation of the commission's websites into one web address, switching to a free conference call system, and then converting cell phones to limited data plans while delaying upgrades for the agency. And those are all the adjustments to this budget recommended by LFO, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Representative Comberg.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move the LFO recommendations to Senate Bill 5501.
Representative Comberg moved the recommendation of Senate Bill 5501. Are there discussions? No discussions? Are there any objections? So done. Representative Comberg.
Let me back up.
Yeah. Get the, I guess I'm trying to move this thing along a little bit too fast.
Great. Okay. There are no adjustments to the key performance measures at this time, so LFO recommendation is to approve the legislatively approved 1719 key performance measures.
Okay. Representative Gomberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the LFO recommendations on key performance measures.
Representative Gomberg have moved the key performance measures on SB 5501. Discussions? Are there any objections?
Okay.
Staff.
LFO recommended for the agency, LFO recommends a budget of $686,665 general fund, $9,481 other funds, and three position, which is 2.5 FTE, which is reflected in the Dash 1 amendment, Mr. Chair.
Representative Gomberg.
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to move the adoption of the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 5501.
Representative Gomberg have moved to the Dash 1 amendments to SB 5501 to the full Ways and Means Committee. Are there discussions? Co-chair.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Co-chair. Colleagues, you'll note that in the LFO recommended budget, we're having to take a few dollars out of this. This is something that's important to the co-chair and myself, that at some point in time we'd like this committee to take another look at and see if there's a way to throw a few dollars into this commission when time allows.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, Representative Marsh.
I had a question that was probably answered in the budget process, but I'm sorry, I can't remember. Under other funds, we're reducing them significantly with an indication that the number that is recommended, 9481, reflects actual donations. In the past, when those others were budgeted at 42,000, were those actual donations or?
That's a good question.
Mr. Chair and Representative Marsh, donations, yes, and also this agency also received grant funds historically, which come in as other funds, and that was more than 42,000. I think that was the tune of several hundred thousand once upon a time, but that was before my time. So, yes, the agency did receive more other funds once upon a time, but now, based on the last six biennium, the average is the $9,481.
That's an average over a dozen
6 years? Three biennium, 6 years.
Okay. Senator Johnson?
Two comments. One is, I know what the co-chair meant, and I don't presume to nuance his comments, but it's not just this commission or this budget. Most budgets are right now taking haircuts, and it isn't anything that singles this out. We still are in, I would say, productive conversations about other budget opportunities. Some of these budgets move sooner rather than later, but I just wanted to make sure that if people were listening to this on the record, that they knew that there were lots of budgets that are not the budgets that we wish they were. And the second comment that I'd make by way of a little historical context is this question about donations. There was a time when some of us were advocates to try to see if the commissions could operate solely on donations by the people that were the beneficiaries. And for a variety of reasons, that didn't work. And making them, you know, have bake sales out on the corner to try to talk about important policies of inclusion and diversity was not deemed a very good outcome. And so that question of donations has bounced all over the place. There was a question about fee for service. And in some cases I'm thinking of the Commission on Asian Affairs celebrated certain calendar events that were important in Asian communities, asking people to pay for those didn't make a lot of sense. So there has been a long ongoing, you know this from your time as chair, Mr. Chair, there's been a long debate about seeking outside funds. And the fact that it's bounced around isn't a huge surprise.
Mr. Chair, very quickly, I want to associate with Senator Johnson's comments, her nuance of my comments. Thank you, Senator. You're exactly right.
Okay. Representative Gumber.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I think the very excellent senator from Scappoose is being uncharacteristically reserved when she talks about some of the frustrations with the budget. The fact of the matter is that as we're just getting started in this, we're looking at serious cuts to serious budgets that are going to have unacceptable impacts on Oregonians for years to come. It's intensely frustrating as we wade into this process, but we're doing it with the money we've got, not the money we wish we had, and it's the only option we have at this stage of the session as we move forward. So reluctantly, I'll be supporting these budgets and the recommendations that co-chairs like yourself and Representative Smith make, but it's the only option we've got. They're unacceptable budgets, but we have no choice but to accept them.
Co-Chair Gomberg and I have just come from a conversation about some of the budgets that are in our portfolio in transportation and economic development, and it's not pretty. So thank you.
Okay. Further comments? There are no further comments. Are there anyone opposed to moving SB 5501 to the full Ways and Means Committee? If there are no objections. Got to do the dash one. Yeah. Thank you.
We just did this.
Yeah, the motion was to move the dash one amendments to SB 5501. Are there any objections? No objections?
Okay. And last one, Mr. Chair. LFO recommends that Senate Bill 5501, as amended by the dash one amendment, be moved to the Ways and Means full committee.
Okay. Representative Umber?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 5501 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Gomberg have moved SB 5501 as amended to the full Ways Committee with due pass recommendations. Any discussions? No discussions. Are there anyone that disapprove of moving this thing forward? No one disapprove? And the carry of the bill, I will be one.
You know, Mr. Co-Chair, on the House side, Representative Marsh, would you carry this? That'd be all right?
Okay. For full committee?
Full committee.
Okay. You're done.
Okay. So
one comment?
Comment?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I won't repeat my speech since you're sitting here, but I urge all the department heads to do the best they can with limited money, and anything you can return back or have for less next year, great. Thank you.
Okay, are there any further discussions? If there are no further discussions, we will adjourn and reconvene tomorrow at 1500 hours. That's 3 o'clock for civilians, and we are adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
And we are adjourned.